Welcome to the Leader Post postgame show. Right off the hop, we're joined with Pats assistant coach Ken Schneider following a 3-2 loss in Red Deer as the Pats drop their fifth in a row as they head back to Regina before going home on December 2nd for that Teddy Bear Toss game. But Kenny, like I said right off the hop, I thought this is a game that you definitely deserve to win. I know you don't get the 2 points, and you have to keep things positive with this group because you played the right way. But I guess we'll start off with your thoughts on tonight's performance.
Yeah, I think, you know, as a coaching staff, we were really pleased with the effort tonight. You know, our guys never quit all night long. Obviously, you know, at the end of the day, it's about winning. But, you know, we are playing the right way the last couple games. Edmonton last night, again tonight, I thought our guys showed a lot of reserve. And, you know, I don't think we had one passenger on the bus today. Everybody was playing. Everybody did their part. You know, just a matter of trying to find that third goal tie the game.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you, Kenny. You mentioned playing the right way. It seemed like everybody was all on the bus. Everybody was kind of playing together as a team, which is what you can ask for. I mean, a full effort from your group. Kenny, I wanted to ask you a little bit about just kind of the scoring sequence in this game. You guys get that opening goal, and then they score three in a row, and then Aremba comes back, and it really felt like there wasn't kind of a loss in energy. Was that a positive thing to take away from this game, just kind of being on the bench, seeing that your team did not quit no matter what the score was, even with Red Deer scoring those three goals in a row?
Yeah, I mean, it would have been really easy, you know, a third game on a road trip, knowing you're going home tonight, that you might just say, okay, you know, we'll play it out here. But, you know, I give our guys a lot of credit. We never stopped playing. And like you had said earlier here in the broadcast, you know, I thought that, you know, we played really well. And, you know, a break here or there, you know, might be a different outcome, but that's how the game is.
And Kelton Pine had to make some big saves. You can say whatever you want about the shots. Might be a little bit inaccurate tonight. The final shot's 38 for Red Deer and 25 for Regina. But overall, I thought Kelton Pine did his job. What did you think about his performance tonight as he hadn't made a start in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I know. I thought Kelton did a really good job. He was, you know, real focused. And, you know, he played real well against a real good hockey team. And, you know, it was good for him to get back in the game. And, yeah, he was ready, and he gave us a chance to win.
Kenny, I know if you look at the goals that Red Deer scored, two go off skates. Like, I don't know. Like, it's kind of tough to describe, because if you think about this hockey game, if the pucks don't go off skates and Red Deer doesn't get the bounces and you guys do, then essentially you win this game. Is that something that you and the coaching staff has talked about a little bit after the game, something that you've talked about with the team, that eventually, hopefully, positive bounces will go in the way of the Regina Pats versus the opposition?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. It's one of those things where you just have to keep preaching to your players that, you know, if you play the right way and you play with the process that we have in place, that eventually things are going to start to, you know, work our way. But when you don't play the right way, like as in Medicine Hat, and, you know, you see what can happen. So, yeah, we didn't get the bounces tonight, and, you know, that's how it goes. You just have to, like I said, you just have to stay determined, you know, keep throwing pucks to the net, and, you know, we're going to get those goals ourselves if we keep throwing pucks at the net.
Regina Pats assistant coach Ken Schneider is with us on the Leader Post postgame show. The Pats fall 3-2 in Red Deer. I spoke with Evan McPheeters prior to the game about finding different ways to generate offense, and he mentioned that he'd like to get more rebounds in front, because 80% of the goals scored in hockey are pucks that come loose in the paint, goals that are scored in the blue paint. I noticed you guys had a lot of great chances driving to the net, getting traffic to the goal. Was that something that you were pleased about, and try to generate different ways to find ways to score goals?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in our case, we don't score easily. So, you know, that means that we have to get pucks to the net, you know, get those pad passes and get those loose pucks and rebounds and, you know, find ways to score. You know, maybe they're not the prettiest looking goal, but at the end of the night, they still count. So, you know, we had that effort and determination all night long.
Kenny, last thing before I let you go, of course, you guys head back to Regina after tonight's game. That's, I guess, a 7 or 8 hour bus ride back to the Queen City, but you've got a full week of practice before you head to Brandon on Friday, and then it's a special night Teddy Bear Toss game on Saturday coming up on December 2nd. How important will be the upcoming week of practices, 4 days of practices, especially for some new players as well that you guys have not been able to have, I guess, an extended amount of practices with, a guy like Logan Peskett or Anthony Wilson? So just tell us about the upcoming week on how important it is to gear up for two games next weekend.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be real important, you know, for us as a team, you know, get a little rest and, you know, get prepared to play it on Friday night in Brandon and, you know, get those guys a few more reps. And, I'm not sure what our status is with our back end with defense, but Braden Smith might be with us as well. So that would give us an opportunity to work with him too this week. And if he is, in fact, staying with us this week. So, you know, those will be important touches for all of them.
I know it was probably a really special day for Braden Smith. He drove 7 hours to come and play his Western Hockey League debut, something that I'm sure him and his family will remember for some time. What did you think about how he responded in the, I guess, I know limited ice time, but how did you think he played in his WHL debut?
I thought he did a really good job, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, this is a tough place to play. They play the Sutter way of hockey. It's big, it's physical. You know, and there's a lot of commotion over the course of the night, you know, and I thought he held himself, you know, he did a really respectful job for a young guy like that to come in here. And, he maybe didn't see as many shifts as, you know, you think he might, but that's how it goes. You get the opportunity to experience it, get some shifts under your belt, you know, and then you sort of build on that from there.
Kenny, thanks for the time, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dante.
That's Regina Pats assistant coach Ken Schneider on the Leader Post game show as the Pats fall 3-2 here in Red Deer. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up from Red Deer, Alberta. You're listening to Bennett Dunlaw for Regina Pats Hockey on 620 CKRM.